Hallelujah. Come on, let's do better than that. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo, glory to God. I've said it before, maybe not the exact words. You can't get excited about Jesus, I don't know what you're going to get excited about. Glory to God. Hey, up here. Glory to God. My son's helping me out. Don't you go nowhere either once you bring the other one. Glory to God. I said this before too. It says in his presence, there's fullness of joy. That's something you need to remember. In his presence, there's what? If it's fullness of joy, why some of y'all frowning? Why some of y'all standing out there with blank faces on, blank faces? If you in his presence, what's supposed to be? Joy, glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to remember that in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Guess what you need to do? Stay in his presence. I just solved depression. I just told you the key to solve depression. What is that? Stay in his presence. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before I get started, I'm going to let my son tell this. Bishop asked me to start teaching a youth class when it started. Sunday school started back up. And one of the things I asked them to do after every lesson is I said, you make sure you share Jesus with somebody. And I want to let him tell it, and I'm going to ask a few questions as he tells what happened. So are you ready? Ready to preach? All right. Well, you tuned up. Me. Yeah, here we go. You ready? Come on.
All right. Okay. I'll tell y'all the background story. So we're in band camp. We have band camp for 2 weeks right before school starts. So there's this girl that's, we have this thing called sets where we march in band. But there's this girl that's, that marches beside me. And between breaks, we was just talking, you know. And she always, when I first met her, she's a ninth grader. She said she always talked about killing herself. And she joked about it. She liked to laugh and stuff like that. So at first, I didn't know what to do. You know, I kind of just, you know, try to stay away from that conversation at first and, like, you know, talk about something else to get her mind off of it. And then, so I came here. I told my dad about it when we was driving back. Back here, and he said,
what'd you say?
You talking about him, you just talking about how good God is, man.
Yeah, how good God was, you know, how he died on the cross, that way you don't have to.
All right. Let me ask you a question so I can help you out. Okay. All right, so once you heard her talking about killing herself, you say you tried to avoid it first or whatever. What happened that made you go, I need to tell her something? What do you understand what I'm asking?
Basically just my inside, like my spirit telling me I need to talk to her. You know, she said she was having problems at her house, you know, and everything wasn't, you know, great. She didn't give me the whole background story because, you know, it's not, I didn't want to know all of that. I just wanted to know, you know, how to help her. So, she was just like, and she was always making jokes. I want to kill myself, you know. I was like, you don't have to do that. When next time I saw her, I was like, you don't have to do that. Jesus died on the cross for you. I was like, then I asked the question, do you have a church that you go to? She says, no, I don't. I was like, well, do you know a Jesus? She's like, yes, I know who Jesus is. I said, well, do you pray? Do you, you know, read your Bible? She said, I haven't done it in a while, but, you know, well, it was a conversation. I was like, okay, well, do you have a Bible and stuff like that? She's like, no, I don't. So I bought a Bible to band practice one morning so she could put it in a backpack and take it to school and read it every day. And
so the end result is what? So we can just
end result, now she's saying her household is good, you know, it's getting better, and she doesn't really, you know, make jokes about killing herself anymore, so, you know.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'll call you if I need you. I'll call. And what the point is, I'm going to make a point out of that. The point, like I said, is in the room there, I tell the youth, all of them, share Jesus with somebody. The power of God is always effective. You hear what I just said? I said the power of God is always effective. Doesn't matter what your age is. He might not told all the details, but I believe we all got an understanding. He said Jesus to that woman, and that young girl, and the power of God changed that girl's mind. Did you see that?